but there was going to have to be a fair bit given up.
To be honest,
from Essendon to get Josh Dunkley.
To be honest, Tone, I mean, I'm a 1 foot in front of the other sort of operator. That probably won't shock anyone. I'm a very simple man. But I'm a one step at a time. At the moment, the Dogs won't even look at whatever it is that's offered because in their mind, Josh Dunkley's absolutely staying right where he is for the next 2 years. They are not even turning a mind to it.
Yeah, so it was, I think Tony ended up getting to the Dogs would eventually receive two future first rounders for Josh Dunkley.
It's hard to see them accepting that. Two future first rounders.
If you knew what you were getting with, say, a first rounder this year, and you knew the number, and then a future first rounder, then you start dialogue.
It is interesting. There's no rush with this either, Tone, by the way. I think the Dogs, you know, it's a week until the start of trade. I mean, this time of year, it might as well be a year. A week is a long time in the trade period. The Dogs will back themselves in to try and turn Josh back around, try to convince him that his future actually remains at the kennel rather than over there at Tullamarine.
So you never have to play as a pinch ruckman again?
You'll never go near the ruck again. We promise you, you'll play midfield where you play your best football. They'll do everything in their power to convince him that he should be staying at the Witten Oval, and they've got time to do that.
Just on that, they can't obviously say for certain that he's going to be a lock in their midfield,
well, it's a deep midfield
next year.
Isn't it?
Because it is a deep midfield, and the progression of some of the players and Tommy Liberatore coming back to full health and playing really well in and under. They've got Bont who can play inside and outside. The rest of them are workers. Bailey Smith is their speed through there.
He's a star.
So he's almost taken that midfield spot from Dunkley. So there's no guarantee to get straight back in there.
Liber, as good as he is, and he's the heartbeat in many ways, he's 28. So Josh Dunkley is 24. There's a four-year gap there. I mean, he's still going to be playing great footy, Josh Dunkley, when Liber's gone. So
what, you're saying wait a couple more years?
I wouldn't be in a rush to trade Josh Dunkley simply because you bat deep in the midfield. I mean, when you look at the age profile of those guys, they're not all going to come through together. You're going to lose some at the end of their career, obviously.
If he wants to get to Essendon,
which he does.
And he's been squeezed out of the midfield. If he's playing that similar role in the next year or two, then his value diminishes when he does come out of contract.
That's a big part of it. I know we laugh about him playing ruck, but that is a massive part of him wanting to leave. There's some other issues as well, is my understanding. But it's sort of fallen in Essendon's lap a bit, to be honest. I mean, they have worked hard to pry him out of there, but it's a situational thing that's sort of fallen in Essendon's lap. And they've been told that he wants to play for them and that Josh Dunkley's told some teammates that he wants to leave and go to Essendon as well. Ooh. So the Dogs have got some work to do to keep him.
And Kyle's pretty keen for him to go there.
Kyle, as we spoke about yesterday, very keen, Essendon will take Kyle on board, put him on the list if Josh agrees to come across. The Veal Deal reincarnated.